question today is, what is a blessed man? What is a blessed man? When we think about the word blessed, of course, we spell it B-L-E-S-T as far as our English language sometimes. Of course, in the Bible many times it's spelled B-L-E-S-S-E-D. The word itself it can be is used many times in the Bible, and it can be pronounced blessed. B-L-E-S-S-E-D can be pronounced blessed or blessed, depending on the smooth English translation in the Bible. Now, the word blessed or blessed means happy or supremely blessed. It means spiritually prosperous. It means highly favored. And, of course, when we talk about what is a blessed man, we're talking about mankind, using man as a generic word in that. It means woman or man or young person as well. That matters not. In other words, what is a blessed man? What is a blessed man? So I looked up that word blessed and found it's used many times in the Bible. In fact, the phrase blessed is the man is used 13 times. And yet, blessed is used about 50 more times used when dealing with man. In other words, blessed is he and blessed are they. And many more times the word blessed is used when dealing with man. And it's implied many, many times. And so, therefore, sometimes when it's used, it's the same thing over and over. It's repetitious, and sometimes it's dealing with one result of being blessed. So, therefore, what is the blessed man? Now, what is a blessed man? Now, when we think about that, usually when it's used in the Bible, the blessed is the man or something along that line, there's usually a conditional promise that goes along with that. And in other words, a conditional promise means that God lays down a condition. If you'll meet the condition, then you'll receive the blessing that He has as a result of that. And so, therefore, sometimes these blessed is the man, or the word blessed is used in conditional promises. It can be applied to a saved person, can be applied to a lost person. And therefore, if you meet the conditions, even as a lost person, God will bless you. And we'll look at that some in this series, and this will be a series. This will be more than one part of what is a blessed man, because the Bible is exhaustive on this subject, and there's much to say about that. And so I want to deal with that in essence like a series on the question, what is a blessed man? So therefore, a man can be blessed if he meets the condition that's mentioned. He can be happy, supremely blessed, spiritually prosperous, are highly favored. Let me just say one thing. The only way any person will ever be blessed or ever find happiness, real happiness, is to strive to meet the conditions the Lord mentions in all of His conditional promise that's dealing with the word blessed or blessing. Now, I want us to look at some of these conditional promises, and I'll paraphrase them, if you please, and group them together. But first of all, I want us to, what is a blessed man? A blessed man is one who doesn't hang around the wrong crowd. Psalms 1:1 says this. He said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." In other words, if you hang around the wrong crowd, you're not going to be blessed. So this is a negative conditional promise here. Don't hang around the wrong crowd. Blessed is the man if he doesn't hang around the wrong crowd. Now, as you look at that, there's basically three parts in Psalm 1:1, where he said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." The word walk or walketh is a continuous action verb. It means behavior, a conduct or lifestyle, one who has a continuous action in that. Walketh in the counsel. The word counsel means advice or wisdom, and the ungodly are those who live wicked lives and cause confusion and perpetual agitation to others. And folks, that could apply to legalistic, easy-believism Baptists as well as what we think of that other crowd out there being a wicked crowd. So blessed is the man that walketh not in the advice, the counsel, or the wisdom of those who cause confusion and perpetual agitation to others. And you realize you need to learn the ungodly doesn't have the answers you need. They have push-button advice, but you need to learn what they're like. Verse 4 says this in chapter 1 of Psalm, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." In other words, the ungodly are like the chaff, no good. And you need to know where they're going. Well, it's not the judgment seat. Verse number 5 says this. He said, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, but he'll stand in the great white throne judgment. The last part of verse 6 in Psalm 1 said, but the way of the ungodly shall perish, and they'll perish when they're cast into the lake of fire at the great white throne judgment. Then, let me ask you a question. Why do you go to the world, the ungodly, even to the religious world, to get counsel? You see, if you look long enough, you'll find somebody who will agree with you and tell you what you want to hear. So don't hang around the wrong crowd. There's no happiness there. The way of the ungodly is a broad way. Matthew 7 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And all the counsel that the ungodly can give you is really wisdom of the world. That's all it amounts to. The Bible says this in the book of James, chapter number 3, verse number 15 and 16. He said, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. And confusion is the result of the devil in that sense. And so therefore Amos 3:3 made this statement, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What is a blessed man? One who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. One who doesn't hang around the wrong crowd. But there's also another part here involved in this. In verse 1 of chapter 1 of Psalms, it said, "Who and nor standeth in the way of sinners." In other words, blessed is the man who doesn't standeth in the way of sinners. The word sinners, of course, is a person who sins habitually, because it's talking about here standeth in the way. You stand with them. That's a continuous action verb. And you realize the ungodly that he talked about in the first part of verse 1 may refer to those in sin, yet living in ignorance of God, while the sinner he's talking about here are sinners, may refer to those who deliberately and willfully transgress against light. And when he said talks about the way of sinners, he's speaking of the course of life, the way of the world. That's the natural way to an unsaved man. And therefore, he said, blessed is the man. What is a blessed man? One who doesn't hang around doesn't hang around the wrong crowd. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor does he stand in the way of sinners. There's a third part here in verse 1 of chapter 1 of Psalms where he said, nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. The word setteth is an unusual word. It means to dwell. It means to remain. It means to settle, to be at home, to marry. In other words, that's what those words can mean in context. And it's a T-A-E-T-H verb, which means a continuous action verb here, as we find here. In other words, the man that setteth in the seat of the scornful, he's come to the place to where he's joined to, or he feels at home, where? In the seat of the scornful, which is the chief seat in the kingdom of Satan. The word scornful means to mock, to deride, to scorn, to scoff. It means to criticize and tear down. You see, if you begin to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, it won't be long till you'll stand in the way of sinners. Then before long, you'll be sitting in the seat of the scornful and speaking, scoffing and mocking and deriding just like they are. Why? Birds of a feather flock together. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 11, he said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In other words, don't join up with that crowd. If you do these things, you're not meeting the conditions set forth in this conditional promise. In other words, this is not talking about talking to the ungodly or talking to sinners where you work or sitting down with them at break. Yet many times that's not even good, because you realize something, Jesus himself even ate with sinners. So it's not talking about that. It's talking about joining up with them. And if you sit down with them, even sometimes on break at work where you work with, you're going to have to put the lid on your garbage can, or you'll get overrun with a bunch of junk. And before long, you'll be scoffing and deriding others just like they are. So if you meet these negative conditions, you'll be blessed. You'll be happy. You'll be spiritually prosperous. You're moving as far as a person that's saved. That's showing maturity in his life. But for a person who's not saved, if he'll abide by this and meet the conditional promise, he's moving down the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. See, broad's the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the way, again, and narrow's the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So it's important that you don't hang around the wrong crowd. And to the same, that's a negative, I understand that. But at the same time, there's some positive conditions you need to meet if you're going to really be a blessed man. You see, a battery on a car's got a negative and a positive. If the car's going to crank, the battery's got to be in good shape. The positive has got to work, the negative has got to work, and therefore the crank. So if you want to be a blessed man, you meet the condition of the negative. Don't hang around the wrong crowd. Then you also meet the condition of the positive, in other words, which is really blessed if you strive to keep the commandments of God. Even as a lost person, God brings you to a point when you need to obey the truth that you understand and know. Now, there's several verses that's similar in the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalms 106, verse number 3, "Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times." But Psalms 119, verse 2 said, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart." Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 32 says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." Psalms 112, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." Now, the word for judgments and testimonies and the ways he's talking about of God is equivalent to commandments of God. So he said you need to keep those commandments. You need to guard them. That's what the word keep means. Or at least you need to obey them, or at least attempt to obey or strive to obey. That's very important that you do that. Even as a lost man, when God shows you something, if you want more truth, you obey the light you've got. John 14, 21, he said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he will love me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." You said, that's only for a saved man. Listen, Jesus told the woman that anointed his feet with the alabaster box, and he said, "She hath loved much," and he used the word agape, and she wasn't yet saved. And so therefore, God puts inside someone that the love of God inside a person. And you need to keep his commandments and meet the positive. Blessed is the man who strives to keep the commandment of God. 1 John 5, 3 said, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." And I know there it's talking to a saved man, but folks, I want to tell you, God wants you to do what you know to do at the time and walk in life, and he'll bless you. If you'll meet the conditional promise, you'll be a blessed man, a spiritually prosperous man. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.